Superheroes, that's the script on Nova 103.5. We've been talking to a bunch of, pretty much superheroes as well. The Motocross of African Nations is coming up. We've been talking to a whole bunch of the Namibian riders. I have the team captain in the studio with me this morning, Ziggy Puck. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So what are the extra sort of burdens on you? We'll say burdens, not necessarily burdens, but as team captain, what more? I mean, you're obviously going to be riding as well, but what other duties do you have to fulfill?
Yeah, there's not a whole bunch, but yeah, I try to read the SRs, the rules and regulations, and just inform the people of if they have any questions, what to do, what not to do, and just keep the team motivated and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and I suppose I know your son is going over to ride as well. He unfortunately couldn't come. Obviously, school comes first. But, I mean, apart from just sort of motivating and mentoring and guiding your son, as team captain, does mentorship of the rest of the team play a role as well?
Yeah, look, most of the guys, they've been doing it quite a while. So you just guide them, and if they have the questions, the young guys, yeah, you try to help them a bit, but on the day, everybody's so nervous and they just excel and perform. So it's actually.
All right. It pulls back to that muscle memory then. They've done it so many times. Now they just have to do it.
That's it.
Yeah. Speaking of muscles, I see here they said you're one of the fittest guys in the game. You've been described as having a six-pack for days and a podium streak that won't quit. You still shred like a 21-year-old on race day. You are now in your 40s, though. Don't worry, I'm older than you are. But how much do you say, I think going into your 40s now, how much does fitness actually play a role in the whole riding experience?
Yeah, look, you don't get quicker with 41. So key is fitness, and that keeps you from getting hurt so that fitness is key.
Mm.
I'm trying to, to be safe on the bike.
Yeah. All right.
Because if you get hurt, it just takes too long to recover.
And I was going to say, that's the thing. As you get older, like when you're young, you just bounce back and you're back on the bike within a week. And when you get older, you suddenly realize, oh, it's hurting a little bit more than it used to. Is it harder to sort of stay fit now in your 40s than it was when you were younger?
It is, with work. If I go to China on Wednesdays, we go with the kids out, and there's no time for me to train. So I concentrate on Marcus, and just try to do a bit of home training just at night when the kids are in bed.
The days become longer as you get older. All right, so they talk about you being a vintage trophy hunter. How much exposure outside of our borders have you had?
Not a whole lot. I did MXO in 23. We got a second place in Vets there. Fourth overall, so we're definitely trying to do one better this time.
Mm-hmm.
With team captain, that's a bit of motivation for me as well to do better. And then I went to South Africa for the first time to do regionals first and then nationals, and I got a third there in the nationals and a second in the regionals.
Oh, very, very cool.
First time out,
Do you know what you're expecting in Zimbabwe?
Yeah, you try to inform yourself and look YouTube videos, and track is about the same here with a mix of Windhoek and Gubabis.
Okay.
So yeah, it should be good for us.
All right, and then the other riders that you'll be facing, if you've done some racing in South Africa and you've done MXON before, do you know some of them? Do you know who your sort of main rivals are going to be?
Yeah, there's one guy coming from South Africa, and the main, if the entry list go out, you quickly have a look, because that's important. And then, I saw in my classes Ross Branch, and he got he got a second in the Dakar last year, before that. So, that's a hard pill to swallow.
I was going to say, I don't even know that much about MX, and I know that name.
Yeah,
so. Well, Ziggy, thank you so much for having come in to chat to us, and all the best, not only for your ride itself, but as team captain and looking after the rest of the team. We wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.